I introduced myself earlier. I'm Susan Webb from University of Kentucky College of Public Health. And what I do there is act as the project manager for the Center of Excellence in Public Health Workforce Research and Policy. Let's see if I can manipulate this and talk at the same time. I have no conflicts to disclose. These are my co-authors, Dr. Bolton, who is the director of the other Center of Excellence at the University of Michigan. Dr. Doug Sketchfield and Cynthia Lamberth are the principal investigators for our project and also co-authors. Robin Penley is in the back of the room. She's a doctoral student and our research associate. She's worked real closely with me on the center. She's our analysis guru. Angela Beck, who is the program manager of Dr. Bolton's center at Michigan, and Carol Gottway Crawford, who is at CDC and until this year has been our project officer and really was instrumental in getting these off the ground. I also want to acknowledge Tourette Jackson, who's in the back of the room, another doctoral student who works with us and is doing work in particular with the Trained Learning Management System and the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and it's taken her a year and a half to get permission, but she's going there next month to look at some of their data and how they report information about the workforce. This is our mandate, essential service number 8. This is the best clip art I could find to personify public health, but I thought it was timely in terms of flu shots. I liked this quote. I'm not sure where it's from. It may be from a federal publication, but I found it in a Pfizer book. By the year 2010, the federal government calls for each community to be served by a fully trained, culturally competent public health team. Well, here we are. And I don't know that anybody in this room would say we're there. So we have a lot of work to do. And I've titled this, Who You Gonna Call? I hope some of you are old enough to remember Ghostbusters. Students are not, I discovered. this is from a December 2008 report from the Association of Schools of Public Health policy paper about the crisis with the current health workforce. I think we're all familiar with that in public health. It will be interesting to find out from some more recent studies about how the economic crisis has affected what we thought was happening. I know some people are not retiring. Others may be laid off. We don't know. But I see a couple of problems with that. If people are not retiring, what does that mean? It means they're retaining people like me. And older workers are higher cost. And we're cheating ourselves by not bringing in younger workers with new ideas. So, some big issues. These are just some statistics. I think many of them were put together, not only from census, but you see HRSA there as well as ASTO. The proportion of public health workers to the population is expected to skyrocket, of course, as our health problems increase with an aging population, but I don't know that we're improving in that model either. These were the potential retirements that were projected a couple of years ago. So we're losing almost a quarter of the workforce. One of the things that's been very interesting to me in the past couple of years has been what I call the revival of interest or renewed interest in workforce issues. I first started working at CDC in 2002, and we actually had an Office of Workforce Policy and Planning, very small office in the Public Health Practice Office. But we began at that time to look at research around the workforce, hoping to better inform workforce policy. I think you remember, some of you may remember the 2003 article by doctors Chaffee, Lichtveld, and Tilson, and I was fortunate at the time to get to know all of them and actually work with Dr. Chaffee and Lichtveld, and they proposed 5 research themes at that time. In 2009, Carol Crawford and her team expanded on those research themes and came up with 8 more. This is where we've been concentrating for the past couple of years. Workforce size and composition, enumeration, of course, diversity, I highlighted workforce effectiveness and health impact because it seems to me that's the million-dollar question. What is our workforce doing, and what's the difference? Does it matter, you know, if we have... I've lived in one state where we had a very prominent health workforce. We heard a lot about it. They were very prominent in the community. And another state where there were very few. You never heard the word public health. Is the health of the public different in those states? Probably not too much. We don't know. Recruitment and retention, we've heard about that a little bit today when we talked about employee satisfaction survey. One of the projects that Robin has been working on is the workforce pipeline survey with the Council of Linkages group. And retention and recruitment is a very major issue that we need to pay attention to, and we'll be looking for strategies in the future. Pay, demand, education, training, credentialing, and public health workforce policy. Oops, I'm going backwards. Let's see. Okay. So, to address this new interest in workforce research, our center was established in 2008, a little bit of money, and the reason it's at the University of Kentucky is because we have a large Robert Wood Johnson-funded Center for Public Health Systems and Services Research, and it seemed like a logical place that workforce research certainly was a subset of that. By this time, I was fortunate I had moved to Kentucky, so I was in the right place at the right time, and they asked me to be the project manager. In 2009, the network of centers was expanded to include Dr. Bolton's center at the University of Michigan. And you'll find out in a minute that we concentrate on different things, actually. And he's going to expand on that a little later. These are some of the activities we've been involved in the past 2 years. Our center at the University of Kentucky is basically a resource and more of a technical assistance center. Dr. Bolton's center does more primary research on the workforce. I mentioned exploring the train elements to find out what kind of information is in there about, I think there's hundreds of thousands of people who have participated in that data learning management system. I mentioned our work with BLS, and actually George Stamos from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is on our advisory committee. We have provided technical assistance to public health workforce researchers, helping them to obtain data use agreements to some of the data that's out there. We've really searched for information about workforce data and have tried to help people get permission to make use of it. We've posted the information we've found on the National Library of Medicine website. One of the other things we do is sponsor a session, and I'll put in a plug here for the Keeneland Conference in April. In Lexington, it provides a venue for workforce researchers to discuss some of their current work. And the other thing that our center does is support the National Advisory Committee, thus my embarrassment of Roger this morning. You can see the Dr. Bolton Center of Excellence in Public Health Workforce Studies. He's done some longstanding work with the epidemiology workforce. He's developing capacity models now for the epidemiology workforce. He's going to talk a little bit about that, I'm sure. They also are working on a comprehensive literature review of public health workforce. He's expanded it to work with the Association of Public Health Laboratories and is looking to expand their focus to other portions of the workforce. I neglected to mention our project to map the literature in public health to the 8 research themes. It turned out to be a huge project, much more than we thought. We presented a poster on it, but basically we found more than 4,000 articles. By the time we eliminated the duplicates, we came up with 1,650 that we were trying to code to those research themes. We only had time to do it by title. So now our task is to go back and look at the abstracts. So it's a major project. These are just some quick thoughts on what we've found over the past couple of years. There's a lot of discipline-specific research, not much about the whole workforce as a whole. And I just noticed in the National Commission that Roger was talking about that Peter Bierhaus is on that National Commission. He's also on our National Advisory Board. He's done a lot of work, for example, with public health nursing. Many of you may know his work. We found that organizations are sometimes reluctant to give us access to their data sets. So one of the things we've posted is how to get in touch with them. But individual researchers have been very willing to discuss their work and what they've found to be limitations, what they've had difficulty in reporting, et cetera. I think all of us know that data often are not comparable across surveys or across time. We've all approached things in different ways. We have a data harmonization work group through the Center of Public Health Systems and Services Research that's really addressing this issue, and the new ASTO, NACHO, and NALBO surveys are being harmonized so that we can get some time trends. The other thing that we've found is the HHS agencies, as well as others in the federal government, are very eager to collaborate. And Roger just talked about a new collaboration efforts through his agency. This is our National Advisory Committee. This is a picture from last week. Last year, I'm not sure where you are in that picture, Roger, but I know you're there somewhere. You can see the distinguished group that we have. Christine Gebby, of course, who I mentioned did the Workforce Development 1 and Enumeration 2000, has been a real guru for a lot of our work. Unfortunately, as many of you know, she's leaving the country. We work with the Council on Linkages, Dr. Bill Keck, of course, who's the chair of that. Deborah Perez from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which I mentioned funds our large center at UK. Dr. Hugh Tilson, who's now working as a special advisor to HRSA, Bureau of Health Professions. We did a brief survey of the advisory committee before our meeting last April. These are some of the questions we asked, and you'll see their number one priority was enumeration of the workforce. They really told us we need to involve all key partners and even think of new partners. I had to look up ERIU. I think it's the economic research, is it? I've written it down here somewhere. But they've involved economists, social scientists, et cetera, in that effort to look at health insurance. They also felt we very much need to sustain the effort. That this is just very much a beginning effort. There's not been very much money put into it yet, but we are growing. Advisory committee said they'd like to see more centers of excellence, which would be very nice, focusing on different things. We do work with the practice-based research networks on some joint projects. We have an active one in Kentucky. Leadership was another issue they addressed. They mentioned CDC primarily, I think, because they were our funders at the time, but maybe we need to move it up to a little higher level in DHHS at the secretary's level would be nice. Talked about different organization and leveraging strategies and funding, and primarily keep everybody talking. It's a large networking issue, and we take every opportunity to do that. I don't think we've answered that question, who will keep the public healthy? So that's one we try to keep in our mind. This is where we are. We've been listening to all of those things. I mentioned sending a researcher, Tourette, to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. We continue to provide technical assistance when we're asked. We have some manuscripts in process, one on that last survey that I mentioned. We're continuing with our literature review and our mapping project that I mentioned, our train activities, and we're getting ready for our April meeting, which is going to things have changed with healthcare reform. We're going to have some very different things to talk about. We're also, I've given you this website. If you want to take it down, we'll be soliciting abstracts soon for our Keeneland Conference venue. And Roger blew our cover here. Our next project is jointly funded by CDC and HRSA, and we are revisiting the question of enumeration. These are quotes from the Public Health Functions Project and Enumeration 2000, and one of the common elements in those two projects was Chris Gebby. And she's, of course, done a lot of writing since then on enumeration. Our basic task between the two centers, and this will be a joint project with the University of Michigan Center, is to design a surveillance system that will enable us to track the workforce. So this year is really a beginning effort. We're not going to be counting people this year. We're going to be designing a way to do it in the future that we hope will be useful and we can work on over time. I mentioned that we're going to be doing this collaboratively and in consultation with CDC and HRSA. We are funded through a cooperative agreement with Public Health Foundation, so they're actively involved. Our first, we just had, and Roger mentioned how new this is, and to stay tuned, we just received a refined work plan on Friday, so I think Thursday morning we'll be starting in on this. We need to look at what data elements we want to look at. As you know, a public health worker, one in Florida, might be very different than a public health worker in California. So we have to determine what that covers and what information is missing. A big part of this activity, to me, is building a consensus with the stakeholders. Because, first of all, they're going to be providing us with information, and they're the ones to whom it's going to be most important when we develop it. So that's going to be an ongoing activity. And this is our future. They all look so young to me. Elementary school, maybe. And so we hope that they're the beneficiaries of this new effort and workforce as we move forward. And of course, what we don't know is, do we need to characterize the workforce we have right now or what we want it to look like in 5 years? And all of that's going to be determined by some of the political activities that are coming up now and what happens with healthcare reform and whether we move from individual service provision to actual population-based health.